Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our last goodbye to Business Proposal.
Technically, also our first meeting.
Yeah, we didn't record a first meeting because we were like super, super, super busy. But please understand our unique situation.
And also, it was such a zippy first episode that I felt like there's not much to say other than this is fun.
Yeah, honestly.
Unfortunately, there's not much to say, but Business Proposal was very fun overall.
Yeah.
Yes. Just a drama where nothing gets freaking, just like, there are conflicts, there are misunderstandings that get resolved pretty easily. Thank you. Thank you for not drawing anything out. Just like, episode one, we find out what the thing is. Episode two, they resolved it.
Yeah, it was great. It moved really fast. The jokes all hit.
Yes.
And I loved, basically all the characters were really great.
Like, yeah.
Even the screechy table cousin.
Oh my god, she was so funny. It's fine to have a screechy table, but make them hilarious, please.
Yeah, she didn't actually scream that much, and she just had this really annoying mixing in English.
Oh god, that was so great.
You know I have no chingu. It was so great.
Such an iconic line. Yes, girl, fighting, you got this.
Oh my gosh, just
funny. Just really, really funny.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching all the episodes except for the last few. I mean, it's always that thing when you get towards the end. It's like, how are they going to resolve this? And it's like, well, they've got to have parents freaking out on them. Oh, boring. But okay, fine.
Yeah,
and
a then, little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So they get through it. However, even in the scope of having the parents freak out, at least they managed to keep it very quick.
Yeah.
Like, it was like I freaked out. Now I'm okay.
Yeah. And also, they did subvert it where they could subvert it.
Yes.
Like, when, you know, he tries to fire her or, like, make her resign. And then she's like, no, I'm an asset to this company. Here's my sales numbers. Here's this. You know, I refuse to resign.
Exactly. It's like, you should go to America. I don't want to go to America. Okay, I have nothing to say to that.
Yeah. But then he did go to America because there was something really wrong. Like, they were going to subvert the trope of, like, his father's sick, so he has to go to America. And then they subverted it, but then they just went right back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will give the show the benefit of the doubt of it got subverted, but then subverted again, and then subverted again.
Yeah, they subverted the subversion.
They're like, haha, you thought we just subverted the subversion? Guess what? We just made it the trope. He did go to America, and there is a time skip. Bam, we win.
Yeah. I mean, even just the fact that they were in contact through video chat was subverting the trope.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like, they don't see each other for 2 years. But it's they were talking.
Every day. They know, they're in touch every single day.
Yeah. It's unrealistic otherwise.
And it was great just to see that little time skip of like, things are different, but things are kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know, just like for her and her coworkers. I love her coworker team.
Oh my god, that was the best.
Because I love how realistic they are. Like, they're not always on her side, but they're all kind of on her, they're still on her side. They're like, I'm not on your side right now. You are on my side, though.
Yeah. And then the love line between her boss and then
the assistant director.
Yeah. Was so good. Oh my god. Like, especially how, like, you know, she's struggling with, like, what if people at my work find out I'm dating my coworker, my superior even. And then they had the same thing going on. It's so hilarious.
I know, in a bottom level way. Yeah. But it's just like the kind of thing of, like, we don't like each other. We hate each other. Actually, we're in love.
As soon as he, like, said something fucking mean to her in the first episode, it's like, they're going to fall in love.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as he was like, no one would ever want to date you, you're going to date her.
I thought the CGI was all great.
Oh, perfect. It was just like, I love transitions. Very, very clever. Very, especially
the editing, like, never, like, fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, usually, like, the editing's really a certain way in the first episode and then it kind of falls apart.
Mm.
And it, like, kept it up, I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, usually webtoon based dramas are, it can be very hit or miss.
Yeah.
This one actually kept the tone of the webtoon really well. And in my opinion, actually, I liked it better than the webtoon because the actors were so great.
Yeah.
They really gave the characters depth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Also, I think, you know, it actually gave it, like, more to the story.
Yeah.
Like, more and more layers than what was in the webtoon.
Yeah. So I felt like because the actors were great and the characters were more developed, it did feel like, oh, this is more just like than just cheap laughs. I actually root for these characters. Like, I don't, you know, versus like the webtoon, like, you never really got a sense of like, the hidden doors underneath everyone, you know?
Just, yeah, it was just, I guess the webtoon was just kind of like, it was like just, a kind of cookie cutter, like, oh, my boss is in love with me.
It was very funny. It was like, it very much did the thing of like, gag, 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 but sometimes it was just like, joke, 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 and then the characters kind of suffered as a result. Like, especially Minwoo, the chef bestie. Like, bestie as in, I don't know, weird boyfriend that you're in love with, but he isn't your boyfriend, he's someone else's boyfriend. I don't know.
Second male lead.
Yeah, second male lead. I thought the drama did a much better job characterizing him, because he was a straight-up jerk in the webtoon, and this one he's like, he has jerkish qualities, however, he's also, you know, a person, so,
yeah,
you know, it's just a person.
it bears saying, like, the leads were very hot and cute.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
An Hyo-sup, very good looking.
He's a very good looking boy. Yeah.
We had only ever seen him in roles where he was, like, very smiley.
Yes.
So it was weird. We thought, like,
he got plastic surgery. I was like, who is that?
Lost or gained weight or something.
Did he lose weight?
Because he just wasn't smiling at all. And then by the end, he had curly hair. He was smiling. And I was like, that's him.
That's the boy. That's the boy I know. Yeah, because in all his other roles, all he ever did was smile and he usually had perm hair.
Yeah.
This is the first time he had, like, the serious businessman coma hair and he had a very serious face on. And what's funny is, like, no offense, Ahil Sub, it felt like he was trying hard to keep a serious face as a businessman.
He just looks so much better smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a good time. Not being a tsundere businessman.
Yeah. And I feel like Kim Sejong is the woman every woman wants to be.
She, to me, is like the new Pamimyeon because she's becoming the queen of, like, office comedies. Like, you root
for her. Yeah, just like, she's so good at comedy. She's so good at action. She's just like a really great actress all around.
Yeah.
Just such a gem.
She's good at singing and she can show off about it.
They always have to make her sing.
Yeah, her personality in real life is actually great. So, honestly, good for her. I'm happy that she's succeeding.
Yeah. Definitely 12 episodes was perfect.
Yeah, that was the right length. Thank God they didn't extend it.
Yeah.
Truthfully, they could even cut out some of, like, the troping at the end, but, you know, it's fine. Like, 12 episodes was perfectly right.
Especially with the second couple, Youngso and Sunghoon.
Yeah.
Like some of their stuff didn't make any sense, and, like, explaining it didn't help, kind of. And it was, like, a little bit too complicated for, like, a second kind of a B-level story.
Some people would argue that the webtoon did it better. I would argue that they're both kind of nonsensical in different ways. However, they're second couple status, so I don't really care.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge issue.
Yeah.
And her father, like, switching his opinion at the end was like, all right, whatever.
I mean, I was fine with it because it was supposed to, like, emphasize, like, you know what, this is why Youngso doesn't have a family, and guess what, not everyone's going to have a family, and she can still move on.
Yeah,
that was fine.
It was fine.
And the webtoon was the opposite, where the dad, oh, this is a spoiler for everyone involved, and not that, you know,
well,
whatever.
Yeah, it was the last goodbye episode.
Yeah, but in the webtoon, it was like, at first he was against it, and then he was for it, versus here, he was for it initially, it seemed, and then he was against it. So, either way, the point is, she ends up with Sunghoon.
Yeah. The last thing we have to bring up, like, that we disliked was that the kisses somehow were all fucking terrible. They made
it's
these
so
two
weird.
Hot people kiss, and it wasn't attractive or sexy or anything at all.
So there are different levels of what went wrong, because we're analyzing it from a very technical point of view. One is music choices were all very weirdly upbeat or, like, cutesy, when these were very weirdly sexy, steamy kisses. So it just didn't quite match. I would say sound design and kissing were at a mismatch.
And, like, for whatever reason, they chose, like, weird angles to shoot them from. So you always saw, like, a weird part of their face that was, like,
that's grotesque
weird.
Part. It's like watching someone eat. Instead of, like, being delicate about it, they're, like, showing you how they eat. That's how I felt watching. It felt like I was in biology class watching humans mate with each other. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, this definitely, like, the in the hotel at the end, like, it was, like, weirdly choreographed. And it was, like, okay, now you're at the desk, and now, oh, I'm bringing you over here. And it's like, it was just kind of weird.
To be fair, you know, due to the nature of Korean dramas and censorship, perhaps this was intentional.
Maybe.
But we're used to, like, American sex scenes or whatever, where they're, like, I would say, maybe, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, the kiss scenes there, I thought, were better done.
They were so good. I think even if something's, like, hilarious and funny, like, you still have to have good kiss scenes or else it's, like...
Not really a rom-com. It's more just a com.
More just a com. okay, so if you liked this show, I think what you should watch next, definitely What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. Like, mm-hmm. it's basically, it's, like, the same premise. It's the same show, and it's also so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tsundere boss guy...
falls in love with his bright, beautiful secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so competent, and the kiss scenes are very good there.
Yeah.
So that's
and it was also
explain.
A bit longer.
Yeah.
It wasn't as, like joke a minute funny.
No, but it did have lots
really
of funny
good.
Jokes. And the parents are similarly, like, very understanding people. Like, this is what I like, is, like, when the guardians and parents are just, like, very understanding. They're like... Yeah. Hey, I could make a fuss, but no, I support you.
also, Welcome to Waikiki was really, really funny.
Oh, just very funny.
Yeah.
Like, just jokes. Like, some of the best scenes of Business Proposal to me were just the jokes. Especially,
honestly.
Maybe the highlight was the coworker assistant director pouring drinks for everyone at that
Oh my god, that was so restaurant. Good. Yeah, with the dynamite and...
It's like next level, and then he had to end up cleaning after he made that huge
that
mess.
That was so funny. He was honestly so good at, like, comedy
yes.
acting. So funny.
Like, what a show stealer. Just, like, after the end of...
When he applied the, like, that pink, like, moisturizer stick, like, he's like, you're gonna see the president. Oh my god, I have to... That was so funny.
I love how, like, they're tongue-in-cheek PPL of that stupid moisturizer stick. Wait, before I go out, let me stay here for 10 minutes applying this stupid stick. And then, meanwhile, like, they're stuck there waiting for her to stop applying the stick.
Yeah, the PPL also, just, like, pretty next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I want to buy these things. I want to buy the gochujang, whatever.
This is the way you do PPL. You create a whole drama around a food service beverage company in Korea, and then just like, hey, who wants to be this company? Pay up, baby go. Who wants to own a fried chicken shop? Hey, gubne.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, our last suggestion is Uncanny Counter. A pretty different storyline, but it has Kim Sejong, and you're going to love it because she's great in it.
She is great in it. And there are food shots, so if you like that
For
food
sure.
part. That's good, too.
Yeah, they work in a food-related industry.
Yeah.
If you have any thoughts on Business Proposal you'd like to share with us, please tweet at us at KDrama First Last, and then have a great day.